Welcome to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Throughout the coronavirus pandemic, we've been checking in with small businesses here in Illinois. Restaurants and retail have been hard hit, with thousands of businesses closing permanently around the state since March. Many will not reopen. Nationally, more than 130,000 businesses have shut their doors. To hear how some businesses that are open again have adapted and maybe a few bright spots in this story, we're joined by Bob Thompson. He's a co-owner of Bike Tech, a cycling shop in Springfield that's been around since 1987. They've seen a bicycle boom in recent months. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, there are some referring to it as the bike spike, or biking has become the new toilet paper.
Biking is the new toilet paper. All right. Well, we'll hear more about that in a moment. We're also joined by Othreen Singleton, who's a cosmetologist and owner of Master's Touch Salon in Bloomington. Othreen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And in Rockford, we're joined by Benjamin Chauvin, who's the founder of Rockford Roasting Company. They've been roasting and preparing coffee at their downtown shop since 2014. Benjamin, welcome to you as well.
Thanks, Brian.
We want to invite our listeners to join the conversation. If you are trying to support your local businesses at this time, or maybe you just have a question about the safety of shopping in mid-2020 amid the pandemic, give us a call. You can call in at 800-222-9455. The number again is 800-222-9455. You can also tweet us at 21st Show. That's at 21st Show. Othreen, I want to begin with you. Your salon, like many, had to close for a time in Illinois because of the stay-at-home order. Salons were not deemed essential businesses. What was it like for you during that time?
Yes, you are correct. We were at home. We've been at home since March 20th, and we just reopened June 2nd. And I would say that we experienced a range of emotions. I think the first emotion was shock. Like, we heard it was coming and then it came. And then now, is this real? And then started to adjust to that. And okay, we're at home, but we can use this time to connect with family and friends and work on things to grow the business. And then towards the end, oh, I'm enjoying this. I want to stay at home. And now it's time to open. So we had a range of emotions. But I would say overall, we've been positive because really that's the only way to help us deal with this, because it's not over and we don't know when it's going to be over. So we're still in it, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like it's over.
No, definitely not.
We don't know.
And I saw some businesses remodeling during that time. You know, they open up with a fresh coat of paint and maybe some new furniture or something. Were you able to access any of the government assistance that was out there, the PPP loans or anything like that?
We were not. We are a small staff, and with the payroll, if we don't have income, then there's no payroll.
Yeah.
And so we were not. It wasn't applicable for our business. So no, we did not receive any of those loan opportunities.
Okay. Benjamin, I want to bring you into the conversation here because, I mean, coffee shops are definitely a place people like to come and gather. Maybe they study, they do work. I wonder, what was it like to have to switch your business over to just to-go orders?
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, early on when we heard, essential businesses would be allowed to stay open, there was kind of a question mark in a lot of our minds as to like how essential is a coffee shop. But I think,
like my wife would say, it's critically essential.
Yeah, a lot of us, live and are fueled by coffee. So we decided that it was in our best interest and the best interest of our community to stay open and kind of, like you said, pivoting over to go orders only. That was pretty difficult early on because we saw the hit of just not being kind of that integral community space that we normally are. But we were really, it was nice to continue to be open and to serve our community. And I think a lot of our customers really appreciated that. Mm-hmm. And it definitely made staying open, a possibility that our customers continue to support us in that way.
Okay, so kind of in that middle ground between having to shut down completely like a salon and being able to stay open as an essential business. I wonder right now, have you reopened To what degree have you reopened for indoor seating or more of what, you know, things used to be?
In Rockford, there's this parklet program, which is essentially we have the ability to take over one of the parking spots in front of our cafe with a little patio area. So we were able to open that back up at the beginning of June. And then with phase four happening, we have opened the interior back up for communal seating and dining to a limited degree. We have a relatively nice large space that allows us to kind of spread people out and make sure that we're maintaining, you know, social distancing orders as we can kind of reopen in that way.
All right. So Bob Thompson, I want to bring you into the conversation here. You're co-owner of Bike Tech in Springfield. And like we said earlier, bike business has been booming around the country. What did you see in your shop? When did you start to notice that uptick?
Well, it happened during the month of March, and it was not all at once, but as it picked up steam, as people started to realize that biking was an activity that was fun to do for them and their family while they were stuck at home. The first wave was purchase the used bikes we had, and then the turn is to the new bikes. And by the end of May, there was a worldwide bike shortage as consumption in both April and May broke all records across the country. And once new bikes were no longer really available to replenish stock, everybody started pulling out of their garages and their sheds and their grandpa's house, anything they could get their hands on. So we really peaked in this month. At one point, we had 152 open work orders in our repair queue, and that would compare to a normal of 20 to 30.
Wow.
So we converted our showroom space into a giant parking lot of customers' bicycles waiting to be serviced.
Do you have people coming in there looking to buy and starting to, you know, check out the customers' bikes that are in there waiting to get serviced? Or
multiple times every day, they're hoping that the bikes that have repair tags on them are somehow available for sale. And then I show them the 12 new bikes we have on the floor, and it's either a kid's 12-inch bike or a $3,000 performance bike that we have access to. Everything in between has been unavailable since the end of May.
You know, and it's interesting because bike shops were deemed an essential business under the governor's orders, right? As a mode of recreation and transportation. Can you talk about that? I mean, do you have some slick lobbyists working for you or other bike shops that made that happen? Or,
yeah.
Or what do you know about how that came about?
Well, I knew there was some lobbying going on because we were hearing about it from what was happening in other states. But I literally found out that afternoon when the executive order was being issued from our local state rep, Mike Murphy, sent me a text message with a caption of the executive order that specifically mentioned bike shops and related facilities as essential for alternate transportation. And I think really the more essential part of what we did was remained open to provide service to the incredible number of people that needed help keeping their bikes in operating condition, because it's good not only for their physical health, but for their mental health as well.
Mm-hmm. And so I take it you didn't have to apply for any of the government assistance programs that were out there then.
Well, we didn't know, so we applied and received. But honestly, that day the day of the executive order, we were calling customers, telling them they needed to come in and pick their bikes up by 5 the following day because we were sure we would not be open.
Oh, interesting. All right. If you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. That was Bob Thompson. He's the co-owner of Bike Tech in Springfield. We're also speaking with Benjamin Chauvin, who's the founder of the Rockford Roasting Company, a coffee shop in Rockford, and Authreen Singleton, who's owner of Master's Touch Salon in Bloomington. And Authreen, can you talk about how you've adapted your salon since we are in phase four of the reopening plan now? And I'm thinking in particular, there was a it's made the round of the news that in Springfield, Missouri, not Illinois, but Missouri, I want to be clear about that, there was a salon where two stylists had tested positive for COVID-19, and they had interacted with 139 clients. But because it's thought that they were very strict about wearing masks, both the stylists and the clients in this particular shop, that there have been no documented cases among this 139 clients. Not everyone was tested, but they did try to follow up with everyone, and there were no symptoms, and the people who were tested had not experienced any symptoms. So I wonder, what does your salon look like? Are you seeing people wearing masks? What are the procedures like for you?
Well, yes. So we have universal precautions. Everyone, our motto is everyone, every time. And so upon entry, they have to have a mask to come in and receive services. We're taking their temperatures, documenting their temperatures, and we're sanitizing their hands. So before and after service, we're cleaning any area that they've been in, we sanitize. We've closed our waiting room and we are servicing fewer clients just to minimize the amount of people that are coming through the salon. So sanitation, temperature, masks, fewer clients are some of the adjustments that we're taking. And then also as staff, we are required to take our temperatures and wear masks as well.
Okay. And we've got a caller on the line. And again, you can call in at 800-222-9455. Nicole in Springfield, welcome to the 21st. What's your question?
Thank you so much for having me on today. And I just want to say thank you to the business owners for being so responsible and putting the safety of not just their community, but of their patrons first. I think right now, as hard as it is, it's vital that everybody work together towards a common goal. So I just want to applaud them for what they're doing. My question is more, as a business owner, when you feel like you're doing every single thing possible to maintain that safety for patrons and your community, how does it then make you feel when you see other businesses that are either flagrantly disregarding the guidelines and or not, you know, doing anything? And there's not really an enforcement tool so far with the governor's executive order. So I just was concerned about how that made you feel when others aren't necessarily playing by the rules.
Okay, Nicole, thank you for that question. Authorine, I wonder, do you see competitor salons where maybe they're being a little more loose with the way things are supposed to be done?
I can't speak to that specifically, but I would just say it's kind of the same feelings that I have when I see a person at a grocery store without a mask or sure. any other public place. I feel like you're being irresponsible. And I just have to be in control over what I can do and what we do as a salon together. So I think it's probably, for me, it would be the same feeling and emotions. You're being irresponsible.
Yeah.
And that what we're supposed to do, we will do that every time.
Yeah. All right. Well, Nicole, thank you for that question. You know, Benjamin, I want to ask you, you had to cut some of your employees' hours at the Rockford Roasting Company. Were you able to, are you back at full strength now, or is it still sort of a somewhat scaled back operation?
Yeah, it's definitely a little scaled back still. It's been an uphill climb, I think, for a lot of businesses. I think one thing that was kind of a lucky point for us is that most of our operation can be managed by a single barista or at most two baristas. When you think of like a lot of Starbucks that have drive-thrus or something, there's oftentimes like six or eight baristas working. And there's just no way that the income could merit something like that in these times. But with a single barista or even two baristas, you know, at the busy points of the day, it was an easier transition for a company our size. And I think that's one of the reasons that allowed us to stay open when we did see some of those bigger chains having to close for some time. We are, like I said, we have brought back some of those baristas that we had to lay off initially. We're not back up to 100%, but we are hopeful that you know, as we continue to practice social distancing and wearing our mask and proper sanitation, that quite honestly was part of our protocols as a food industry, mm-hmm. you know, operation to begin with. A lot of the protocols aren't so far different than what we were doing already. As a food business. So I think as we continue to do that, and we move closer to, you know, being fully reopened, we'll obviously be able to hire more baristas and get back to 100%.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've got, I don't know, just maybe 30 seconds left, Bob. Last question to you. Do you think that, there's a bike shortage now. It's not just that supplies are sold out here, but even the manufacturing happens, a lot of it in the Pacific Rim. So bikes are not coming over. But do you worry that after the pandemic, the bike spike will decline? Or do you think this is a new habit forming in people?
I really think there's going to be a carryover of activity. I think people have rediscovered that biking is something that they can have enjoyment for their family and their lives. Surely there'll be some bikes that show up on Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace where people tried it and decided it wasn't right for them. But I think we're going to see a carryover effect probably for the next couple of years, and it'll be good. Good for the health of the community.
Bob Thompson is the co-owner of Bike Tech in Springfield. We've also been speaking with Othreen Singleton, who's the owner of Master's Touch Salon in Bloomington, and Benjamin Chauvin from the Rockford Roasting Company in Rockford. Thank you all so much for being here and sharing your businesses with us on the 21st.
Thank you.
More to come after a short break. This is the 21st. Stay with us.